Good afternoon, Eric Perez here with the QSIA Media Podcast. Welcome again to a continuing series of podcasts around industry issues. And today I have the pleasure of talking to four National Seafood Industry Leadership Program participants who are now in our sunny capital of Canberra, enjoying the sunshine, I believe, down there. With us today, we have Tony Clark, Angela Williams, Cameron Shield, and Richard Hamilton. I might start with you, Tony, if that's okay, to introduce yourself, and we'll go down the list from there. So over to you, Tony.
Yeah, thank you. My name is Tony Clark, and I'm the Operations Manager for Petuna Sea Lord Deepwater Fishing. I've been with the company for 4 years. Starting out in administration, moving through to vessel manager of the Petuna Endeavour, and now I cover and manage all operational onshore and with the vessel as operations manager. Yeah.
Okay, great. Angela?
Hi, my name's Angela Williams. I'm currently the research project co-investigator for Pasipaley Pearls in the Northern Territory. I started off there 3 years ago as a research assistant, and I've since moved up the chain where I work on internal and externally funded research projects to get around our husbandry and pearl production.
Great. Okay. Over to you, Cameron.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. My name's Cameron Shield. I'm the Slicey Manager at TASA down at Huonville in Tassie, looking after a large team, up to 160 people, responsible for cold smoked salmon that we down there.
And finally, over to you, Richard.
Yeah, hi, Eric. I'm Richard Hamilton, Chairman of the Gold Coast Fishermen's Co-op, where I also run my own spanner crab business, selling live and cooked spanner crabs direct to the public. I've been involved in the fishery for about the last 30 years.
Ah, fantastic. Okay. Well, thanks, everyone, for introducing yourselves. So, understanding the pressures of the program, I won't keep you too long, but I do have a few question. So I might start with Tony. Tony, why do a leadership program? Why get involved?
I guess to try and connect and try and engage the community in what we do. There's always negative aspects out there. People don't understand the support that local fishermen need to get from their communities to ensure that the communities can continue operating. And yeah, it's just like a farm, I guess, where we try and support local and Australian produce, and why not do that in the seafood industry?
Okay. Cameron, is that similar for yourself? Any different reasons why?
Yeah, look, I mean, I joined this program because I'm relatively new to the seafood industry. I've spent the last 15 years in the brewing industry, so I've stopped my daily beer tasting for daily salmon tasting. And for me, I saw it as an opportunity to grow as a leader. I manage a large team, so I'm in a leadership position, and I aspire to taking that further and to looking to the future of that.
Yeah, okay, you've come to a great industry from another great industry. Angela, your thoughts on perspectives on why a leadership program?
For me, I've been in the industry since I graduated uni down in Tassie in 2007. So for me, it's progression through career and opportunities, I guess. So leadership seems to be the next role for me. And I want to step up and be engaged and be a voice, so I needed some skills from this program to help me achieve that, like confidence and public speaking. So it's been a great program.
Oh, great. Okay. And finally, Richard.
Yeah, Eric. I was thrown into the deep end being a chairman of the Gold Coast Fishermen's Co-op. I'd never been in that role before. And even though I've been chairman for several years, I really thought I would do the leadership course, as it increased my skills in communication, handling of conflict, managing different aspects of the co-op, and also we deal a lot with government agencies, so it's been a great help for me.
Okay. Look, I guess the next set of questions, or at least from my level of curiosity from this, because I'm 7 years removed from the program, so I'm thinking things have changed. Can you talk a little bit in general terms around what it is you're trying to do as part of the overall team without giving away the presentation? Today we had the good fortune to be able to speak to Jill Briggs and do a podcast with her, and she wasn't giving anything away, and nor would I ask you to do that. But in general terms, can you talk about what it is that you're trying to achieve as a subgroup of the bigger group for our listeners?
Well, look, I think our vision is around unlocking the value of Australian seafood. So we're not really sort of, we won't go into the details of that because of our presentation, but we really want to get that message out there, and we want people to start thinking about it and having a conversation. So I think for us, that's really where we're at as a group. There's a number of strategies that are fantastic strategies that we're going to launch on Thursday that we're really excited about. And we hope that all of the listeners will hear about that as we go forward, because we really need the community to get behind what we're doing. We see ourselves as future leaders, and we're tasked with really making a difference. And I think each of us are very passionate about the industry we work in. And we're really confident that we're going to have good results.
That's great. I'm hoping I can grab the four of you again for a post-presentation podcast as a bit of an update to see how it all went and sort of discuss the process after your presentation, because that's going to be an important part of Thursday and it's something to be looking forward to. So, I'm sure you'll be working hard on your presentations. Again, from that perspective about starting a conversation, was there some feeling amongst the group that this is significantly lacking in our industry?
Yeah, it was, Eric. At the meetings we're at today, it was actually conveyed to us from the Minister of Fisheries and the person below him that the community, there's a lack of engagement with the community towards the seafood industry. Like, there's definitely a gap there where they don't really understand how we catch things, how we grow things, and all the actual rules and regulations involved in it, that we produce premium seafood that we really want to be able to access to our consumers.
Okay, so it's easy, I guess, to lay that. The landscape around what we're not doing a lot of and that we should be doing more of. Did they give any insights into how they might do it? Did they give you any clues as to what they would like to see?
I think from what I took out of those meetings, it was suggested that we really need to tell the story. So we need to humanise the industry. It's been successful in other industries where you see veggie growers on the Woolworths ads, and I think for us, we need to see that third-generation prawn farmer there supporting their industry and their family, their local community, and we need to do that across the whole industry to really humanise it so that we can make a real connection with where our seafood's coming from. It's not then just a case that someone's going in and buying on price, because every time we'll lose out to cheap imports. We want that connection so that they feel like they're supporting a local, and that will really drive and unlock that value in Australian seafood.
That's brilliant. Okay, look, that gives us a good sort of overview as to where you're all going, and we've got a number of other questions, but until I know what the mission and vision is for the program, it's hard to ask, and I don't, again, want to jump the gun. So, look, I appreciate your time today. We might end it there, but I would ask for the information of those listening. Do you have some bios that you could flick me that I can put with the podcast to get out to the listeners so they know who I've been speaking to? And more importantly, I've spoken with Jill about getting some material of the presentations post what you're presenting on Thursday, and be really good to catch up after Thursday if it's possible for a couple of minutes just to see how things went, if you're available. So thank you for your time today. I know you're busy, and yeah, I look forward to catching up. So been speaking to Angela Williams, Cameron Shield, Richie Hamilton, and Tony Clark. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Eric.
Thanks.
Cheers.